At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Early voting is underway for the March 6th primary elections. And have you ever thought about voting in the opposing party's primary? The Democrat voting in the Republican primary or vice versa? Maybe for a person you think would be a weaker candidate in the general election. This week, we're answering your questions about the primaries in our Texas Decide series. Jill Ament with Texas Standard answers your questions about party voting.
Texas is one of 15 states in the U.S. that holds open primaries. This means you don't have to declare a party affiliation until you get to the polls. This had some listeners wondering,
if I vote in the 2018 Democratic primary, can I then vote in any possible primary runoff elections for Republicans?
Simply put, no, you can't. Here's Jim Henson with the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas.
If there's a runoff, you can't then cross party lines and vote in a runoff of the opposite party. You either don't vote or you vote in the party primary that you voted in to begin with.
And Henson says, based on recent polling data, it looks like there could be important primary runoffs on both sides of the aisle this year. Henson also notes having to vote in the same party in the runoff as you did in the primary may also be a disincentive for Texans who want to participate in what's known as strategic voting in the political science world. Which brings us to another question posed by a listener.
Is it common for voters who regularly vote in one party to switch to voting in the other party primary in order to curve results?
Okay, to tackle that question, let's first take a step back in time 10 years ago to the 2008 presidential primary election season.
Rush, let me ask you something. Operation Chaos, some people think there's evidence that it has been quite successful in a number of states. What do you expect for tomorrow in Indiana? Do you think it will be successful there too?
The definition of the success of Operation Chaos is just that. Is there chaos?
Yep, that's conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh in a Fox News interview back in 2008, attempting to convince his listeners to take part in what he pegged as a strategic voting campaign called Operation Chaos. Limbaugh's goal...
Talk radio and conservative interest groups mobilized Republicans after the Obama nomination was locked to vote for Hillary Clinton in order to prolong the conflict.
Operation Chaos was not very successful. Again, Jim Henson.
Post-election research suggests that happened probably more than we might have imagined would happen under normal circumstances, but in most cases, certainly not enough to affect the nomination process. Or as we saw, the general election outcome.
Elizabeth Simas is a political science professor at the University of Houston. She specializes in electoral behavior and political psychology. She says these cases of strategic or sophisticated voting don't happen much in primary elections.
Certainly there are people who do it, but we just don't see it happening as much as there's potentially this fear for it to happen.
Simas says one of the reasons why voters don't strategically vote is pretty simple.
Voters are habitual, and it's what they know, it's what they do. They go to their party's precinct, they vote in their party's election.
Simas also says voters probably don't want to lose out on voting for other candidates in their party's primary either.
Maybe, say, the presidential primary, it's tempting to go over and vote in the other party's primary. There's all those other offices, too. And so even though you really care about the presidential level, you maybe have lower level races where you do want to vote in your own party's primary, and because you can't split your ballot in that way.
So if anyone crosses party lines during the primaries, just remember, they'll lose the chance to vote for down ballot races in the party they're loyal to, and will only be allowed to vote in the primary runoff elections that reflect the same party they voted in during the March 6th primary. In Austin, I'm Jill Ament.
For 13 years, Lupe Valdez was the Dallas County Sheriff. Today, of the 9 Texas Democrats running for governor, she's the only woman in the race. After a career in law enforcement, she says being a candidate has been something of an adjustment. She joked about it at her campaign kickoff.
I'm Lupe Valdez. I wanted you to be sure to hear that because a lot of people don't recognize me when I'm out of uniform. So I want you all to know that I do have other clothes. But
despite some high-profile appearances at Democratic events, she's not much of a household name outside of Dallas County. As she introduces herself to voters, she talks about her upbringing, the 8th child of migrant farm workers, and her time as sheriff of Texas's second-largest county. As KERA's Christopher Conley reports, that included fixing the county's failing jail.
The number one job of a sheriff is running the county jail. And when Lupe Valdez took office in 2005, the Dallas County Jail was a mess.
I think the Department of Justice described it very well. They said, we've seen third world countries that are in better conditions than this.
The building itself was in horrible shape. The year before, the jail had failed to meet basic state standards for health and safety. It was overcrowded, underfunded, and understaffed. And Valdez says there were personnel problems.
I had to fire a handful of people before they got the message. We do not beat up inmates anymore.
In 2007, the Department of Justice sued the county and the sheriff. They said the jail failed to protect inmates from serious harm, failed to administer adequate medical and mental health care, and failed to provide sanitary living conditions.
It was embarrassing. Some of the conditions that were there were quite embarrassing.
It took years before the jail started passing state inspections again. By 2010, the county had spent more than $138 million to build a new jail tower and overhaul the way the jail was run. And they brought in the local county hospital to serve the inmates.
She has just been a good collaborative partner.
John Wiley Price has been a Dallas County commissioner for more than three decades. Fixing the jail was a group effort, and Price says Valdez was willing to innovate.
She could have taken the position as some of her predecessors. You know, I'm in charge. I'm going to run this jail like I want to run it. And, you know, y'all be damned. But she listens. And at the end of the day, she understands, you know, bottom line.
For some who worked under her, Valdez's tenure as sheriff didn't feel so collaborative.
Employees were very unhappy with her leadership. They did not feel like she was a good leader.
Chris Dyer is president of the Dallas County Sheriff's Association, which represents rank-and-file officers. He says Valdez played favorites and was more closed off than her predecessors. Many officers, he says, wondered if she really had their backs.
I would say that morale is probably lower now than when she came into office.
How can you say that morale was down when you're getting better pay, you're getting better equipment, you're getting the place cleaned up? One time when I actually challenged an officer about the complaints, he said, Sheriff, I'm a cop. We were just born to complain.
Now Valdez is crisscrossing Texas to meet voters. At a union hall in North Texas, she mingles with Democrats who are here to eat chili and listen to speeches.
Can I interrupt you to say hello?
Hi, how are you?
What's your name?
My name's Tim.
Tim.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Tim.
Nice to meet you.
When Valdez takes the stage, she says the challenges of running the sheriff's department prepared her to be governor.
When I was the sheriff, I couldn't get six chiefs to agree on where we're going to lunch. So I know we have problems. But as long as these differences are used to divide, hurt, and distract, we're not building a better Texas.
Outside the sheriff's department, advocates for criminal justice reform wish Valdez had built a more just Dallas County. Sarah Mocuria founded Mothers Against Police Brutality.
I haven't seen transformational leadership that our community deserves from Sheriff Lupe Valdez.
Mocuria says she's concerned about deaths in the jail during Valdez's tenure. Between 2005 and 2016, 98 people died in custody of the Dallas County Sheriff's Department, most of them inside the jail.
When you have a death in custody rate on average being one person dying every 6 weeks, to me, it's unacceptable.
Valdez says each death is a tragedy. But she says about 100,000 people come through the jail each year. And compared to other jails across the country, Dallas County's death rate is well below average. While there's always room for improvement, she says she's proud of expanding services for inmates like job skills programs.
I had one guy in tears say to me, "You all saved my life." And before we finished talking, we were both in tears. He said, "You all saved my life. You put me in there. We got into skills. Now I own my own business."
Valdez says systemic change takes time, But, she says, as governor, she'd draw on her experience in law enforcement to bring people together around criminal justice reform and all of the issues facing Texas. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
A flood watch is in effect for much of the area until tomorrow night, and a winter weather advisory is currently in effect for Denton, Young, Jack, Wise, and surrounding counties, meaning potential ice accumulations overnight that could lead to dangerous driving conditions. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.